New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. How you doing, Stephen?
Yeah, hump day. Happy days. How are you going, Crovo?
Very good. Yesterday had a lovely, like, work from home day. The sun was so nice. Just sitting on the back deck. Awesome. The dog just running around.
Weather turned it on, hey? What's
sitting
out?
Oh, my God.
With the laptop, were you out in the backyard or something?
Lovely, lovely stuff. What about yourself? What did you get up to?
Busy day yesterday. It was the last day that the boys were in town.
Oh, yeah.
So,
coming over from Perth.
Yeah, coming over from Perth.
Little taste of the city life.
They were enjoying it, I think. Well, we didn't really, you know, use the city life. We actually went out to Nelson Bay.
Oh, how good.
So, yeah. I mean, the weather was unreal. So
showing off.
Went for lunch around there and, you know, did a couple of walks and a couple of lookouts and all that sort of stuff. Went for a bit of a snorkel.
Oh, how good.
Came home, had some tea. Happy days. Real busy day. Sun-kissed, you know.
Yeah. Like,
you know how good your sleep is after you've been out in the sun all day sitting on the beach? Now that the weather's turning.
You're going to be a few more of those along the journey.
A few more of those, I reckon.
Yeah, nice one.
What about yourself, Jess? What did you get up to yesterday?
I was just trying to remember. I got needled and cupped yesterday, so that's always fun.
Doesn't sound as fun, I don't think.
Is that a thing Morgan does, your partner, or?
No.
Ah, right.
He's not here.
Oh, that's right. Where is he at the moment?
He's in Queenstown.
That's right. He's off enjoying his holiday. He leaves on your birthday every year.
Yep, that's
it. Forgot about that.
That's the one.
Well, gotta go. It's your birthday.
See ya.
Oh, well.
Just gives him an extra couple days to get a present. He's thinking, oh,
yeah,
no,
that's
I haven't
definitely
got anything
it.
Yet.
You're right. 100%.
Let's quickly duck off. Get something from the souvenir shop.
On the way home.
Or something. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Well, so are you feeling refreshed after that?
No, I'm sore.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
It's cupping a long looks term. Painful.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you feel better at all after it?
You do.
Oh. You do not sound sure.
Sounds like a mind over matter type thing. Yeah, placebo effect type. Oh, I don't know.
Exactly,
it looks painful.
That's it.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, well, each their own, I guess.
You sit in the sun, I go get needles jabbed in me.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Whatever floats your boat,
that's
really,
right.
Isn't it? Of course, we've got a local news chat up next as you wake up with the Novos. New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And still no more updates on this missing person case from yesterday, yeah, Jess?
No, we were out there yesterday talking to police. There was a huge amount of SES volunteers, community members, family, police set up at Beresfield Golf Course yesterday as a bit of a main point to then go out and search the local area. The Westpac Rescue Helicopter has been searching as well for 85-year-old Raymond Peterson. He's a gentleman who lives in Beresfield. Who lives with dementia, went for a walk on Monday afternoon and didn't return home. So family very, very worried. There's still images of Raymond up on our website and Facebook page. If you see anything, it doesn't matter how small it may be, or if you think you might have seen Raymond, give police or Crime Stoppers a call, because you just never know.
Thanks for that. Yeah, we just keep an eye out, everyone, especially in that area.
That's it. Stay alert. Changing pace here a little bit. The Knights had their night of nights, I suppose, last night. Jess, walk us through the winners.
They sure did. So, Knights captain Kalen Ponga, he took out his record third Danny Badouris medal for the Player of the Year. He's won it in 2018 and in 2020 as well.
Would have been a tight race this year, I think.
Yeah, apparently there were three or four of them who were very, very close to winning it, but Ponga ended up coming out on top.
There you go.
There were plenty of other players recognised, though. Tyson Frizzell won the Players' Player Award. Dylan Lucas was awarded Rookie of the Year, of course, this being his debut season. Phoenix Crossland claimed the Gladiator of the Year Award, and Jacob Saifidi was awarded the Community Player of the Year Award.
Now, I do need to ask, what is the Gladiator of the Year Award?
Is that just like the best Russell Crowe impersonation?
Because Phoenix Crossland looks a bit like a gladiator. Sometimes with his like hair flowing behind him, and
so in his case, like, he has had to jump and pivot and play in so many different positions, and like just step up, I guess, into those positions with players who've been off for injuries and all sorts of things that have happened this year. So he's been a gladiator.
But most flexible, is it?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. All right.
There you go. Interesting. Now, it's good to see that, you know, after, you know, a year with lots of ups and downs, the players can enjoy themselves before they look towards, of course, the finals campaign starting this weekend, which is very exciting.
That it certainly is. You wake it up with the Novos, Stephen and Creevo, New FM.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Hey, Creevo, I said earlier in the show that I took the boys yesterday, their last day in Newcastle, to Nelson Bay, right?
Nice.
We enjoyed the day there, but of course, the trip to Nelson Bay, not complete without a stop at Murray's Brewery on the way for lunch,
nice.
Of course.
I'll have a whale pale ale, thanks.
Oh, unbelievable, of course, that one at Bob's Farm there. And you know what? I thought we'd sneak it Monday. We went like, I don't know, we must have got there at 10 past 12 yesterday on a Tuesday. Thought wouldn't be busy at all. Struggled to get a seat.
Wow.
There were so many buses there filled with people, like tourists and that.
Yeah, right. I didn't even think of that.
Of course you've got to stop here. So it was so, so packed, but
got a
did
table.
Not disappoint. Yeah, did not disappoint. Honestly.
Did you have a bite to eat as well?
Yeah, we had a bite to eat. Had a couple pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
Those wood fire pizzas they
Lovely.
Do. The problem was, on a bit of a hiding to nothing, because I talked them up so much.
Yeah, right.
I was like, this is danger. I was actually a bit nervous after we ordered, because like, I've talked this place up a fair bit here.
Yeah,
hopefully they, you know, deliver.
Of course
I know why
they
I was
did.
Worried.
Yeah,
don't know why I was worried at all. Phenomenal as always, and it is a must stop, isn't it? If you're going that way, you've just got to duck in, I think.
You're mad if you don't. New FM.
And Creevo, sometimes I guess you try and do a nice thing, and if you give an inch, people take a mile.
Oh, I'm so familiar with that.
Yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, that's the way the world is, and it's happened to this guy in Brazil. His name's Ivan Bianco, and he's like, he's a bit of a mogul, I suppose. He's earned a fair bit of money in like online trading.
Right.
So obviously he started with stocks, but he's moved into kind of the crypto world. So Bitcoin and there's all those kind of different currencies.
Dogecoin.
Yeah, Dogecoin's another one. What was it? Moon was the one that did real bad last year, I think.
That's right.
But he's gone into the cryptocurrency. He's also gone into like the NFTs, which are those little like digital pictures you can buy.
You've bought a JPEG. Congratulations.
Yeah,
that'll be worthless in a few years, I can guarantee you.
My thoughts exactly the same. And I feel like because there is that conception, Ivan's tried to do a good thing. He's jumped online. He's jumped on Twitch, which is where you can like live stream videos to people.
Sure.
He's trying to teach people for free about how to, you know, get their crypto wallet started and all that kind of stuff, you know?
So yeah, that's good.
Let's get you into, I guess his idea is, if there's more people trading,
then there's more money to be made.
Yeah, more money to be made, more chumps to take advantage of, maybe. So
the pool is bigger.
Maybe his intentions aren't as pure as what first thought. But anyway, he's there, he's teaching people how to, you know, start up their crypto wallet, how to get into NFTs, crypto coins, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And while he's doing this live stream, he's jumping through tabs and, you know, doing his tutorial, accidentally flashes his keys to all his crypto wallets. Now, I had to look this up because I thought, like, what, is this like a physical key?
No.
In the crypto world, your keys are just your passwords, essentially.
Basically, but they're very long and you can't change them.
No, you can't, like, set your own. It's not like, here's a temporary one, now set your own password.
And then you go, the
you
old
get,
one.
Get, and you don't get upset.
That's right. And it's not like you get the old one and then change it and put one on the end.
No,
no. You don't get it anymore.
Yeah, convoluted and complicated. Anyway, he's accidentally flashed that, right, on the screen. So this is what he's quoted. I accidentally showed my private keys live and the person has really quickly sent it to another address. I tried to close the broadcast and send crypto to another address, but it was too late.
Wow.
They fleeced him. $600,000 worth of assets. In the forms of, like I said, various crypto coins, NFTs, all that sort of stuff.
Over half a milli.
Fleeced him.
I mean, all you can say is, why has he done that, obviously?
Yeah.
But to lose half a million when you're trying to help other people, fuming, wouldn't you
surely
be?
Surely as well, pardon me, surely as well, live streaming isn't live live.
No, it is. That's the thing.
Is it live live? Because yeah. Even you and I, we're live, but we've got like, I don't know, a little bit of a delay.
No, but it's not on the internet like that. On Twitch, it's live live. There's wow. no delay. So if you flash it up, if you flash your thing, people see it.
People
famously.
See your thing.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Oh, that'll learn him for trying to help people, won't it, though?
I don't think he'll be doing any more live streams anytime soon.
Neither do I.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is your chance to get some prizes early. 4967-4105. And today we've got some crackers as well, don't we, Steve?
We most certainly do. We're playing 3 of a Kind this morning. If you win 3 of a Kind... get yourself off to Rip It Golf if you don't mind. Brand new in Broadmeadow. They got putt-putt there. Brand new course, which looks pretty snazzy, you know, all the wheels
flash.
And all that good
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
They've also got there, though, like, I mean, but wait, there's more.
Oof.
We've got, like, golf simulators there.
Love.
Which I love. I think it's so fun. You'd stand in the same place, have some beers, and play 18 holes, you know, a whole round of golf. Don't have to move. No lost balls either.
That's right.
I think it's unreal. Pretty much fun for everyone.
Exactly. So, if you want to win that, plus get in the draw for $100 fuel cards.
Oh, the fuel cards as well. Yeah. I totally forgot.
Don't worry about that. I've got you. Now, it's very simple. If you've never heard 3 of a Kind before, we just give you 3 things, and then you have to figure out what's the linking theme between them.
Mm-hmm.
You yell out with your name as your buzzer. First of 2, best of 3.
All right, I'll have a practice run as quiz master.
Okay.
If I were to say to you, Crevo, let's go tea, coffee, hot chocolate.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Hot beverages.
Hot beverages. Super simple.
I've heard of them before, and you probably have too. So if you want to play, 4967-4105, time to meet our contestants.
Yeah, that's it. For a family pass to Rip It Golf this morning, we've got my main man, Josh, in Maryland. Happy hump day, mate.
Yes, thank you very much. Up the noise.
Up the noise, indeed. Time and charm, hopefully, today. Hey, mate.
Returning runner-up, Josh is. That's all right.
All right. Against Josh, we've got Casey in Glendale. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
How are you feeling, chipper, this morning?
Yeah, well, I'm up.
That I'm is up. A start. Yeah, sometimes it's like that, isn't it, Casey? All right, well, without further ado, let's get into this, of course. Your name is your buzzers. Let's test the buzzers first. Josh, you go?
Josh.
Yeah, lovely. Casey?
Casey.
Okay.
Lovely. All right, 2 buzzers working, 2 contestants fit and fiery.
Here we go.
Let's get into this contest this morning. All right, your first one is best of luck to both our contestants. You've got Old Kent Road, Trafalgar Square, Mayfair.
Casey.
Josh.
Casey, quickest there.
Monopoly Streets.
Monopoly Streets is correct.
Bang.
You are on the board nice and quick, Casey. Well done. 1 point to you.
Bit of scoreboard pressure for Josh, but don't let it get to you, man. You're still in this, okay?
All right. Best of luck. Your next one is Piglet, Eeyore, Pooh.
Josh,
quicker there.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh is correct. Well done.
1 apiece.
That gets us to 1 apiece, which means, Crevo, we're at a tiebreaker. All to play for. All right.
So suspenseful.
All right, here we go. Best of luck. For all the chockies this morning, a family pass to Rip It Golf. We have whole grain American Dijon.
Casey in quickest there.
Mustard
is correct.
You're guilty. Casey, off to Rip It Golf. Both of you, of course, in the draw for $100 fuel cards. Now, Josh is our runner-up. Can we get you back again tomorrow?
Yes, sorry, for sure.
Fourth time's the charm, hopefully. We'll see you then.
We'll get you there. We'll get you to Rip It Golf, Josh.
Eventually.
Of course, happening same time, same place tomorrow, right here on New FM. And Crevo, some of our favourite supermarkets, I suppose, under fire. There's been a campaign, some activists in Tasmania have basically gone around and cheekily replacing all the, you know, when, every time you go in the shops, you see those yellow special or clearance stickers.
That's right.
Replacing them with all these fake ones that look pretty much the same. So if you're just walking past the aisle stacking shelves, you wouldn't notice.
Right.
When you read closer, they're full of these messages, basically taking aim at the big supermarkets for their lack of help, I suppose, during this cost of living crisis.
So they're using like the same font, the same colour, same paper. So everything looks right. But when you look closer, oh, there's a secret message here.
Exactly. So a couple examples, right? And like you said, they look and appear exactly as the regular special stickers would.
Mm.
They got these different messages. So one of them says it's where all the snags are, you know, the sausages,
lovely.
6 packs, 24 packs, whatever. You deserve steak for dinner. You can't afford it, but you deserve it, you know? So, like, taking aim at the cost of living.
Yeah, right.
We made over $1 billion in profits while you can't even afford bread. Of course, that's in the bread aisle. So they're really, like, you know...
Heavy political stuff.
Yeah, they're taking aim. Here's one as well. In a Woolworths, 2-for-1 deal. We're effing over you and farmers. So they're really having a crack. Now, spokespeople from both Woolies and Coles have come out and basically said that they're, you know, a similar jargon. They're acutely aware of the pressures of cost of living, you know, they're aware of the pressures being placed on families and through their team members, etc. And they're doing more and more every day to help customers is what they're saying.
Sure.
But, you know, people are taking fun of that as well because there's, you know, some of these stickers being like, you know, we know times are tough, which is why we pay our CEO $20,000 a day. You won't see him lining up at food banks.
Now I think what the reason why people are resonating with this is because these are things that are ringing true and people are
absolutely
thinking, you know, and that the supermarkets need to be careful not to like go too hard on whoever's doing it. Because people say, well, these are actually true.
These are actually true, yes. Yeah. So what are you doing about it?
Mm.
I think, I have a sneaky suspicion it could be an inside job with how, like...
Really?
Yeah, well, with how, like, similar these look.
So you reckon they got, the little iPad thing that prints off prices or whatever?
Yeah, maybe they're just changing the
words.
The words on it.
If true.
Well, anyway, there is a way we can find out if this is possible because we have a supermarket expert amongst our ranks.
On
of
our
course,
team. Yeah.
Producer Scott used to work at these supermarkets for years and years and years.
You've got over 40 years experience.
Something like that.
Not quite that much, but close to. I just want to know, first of all, Scott, is it possible that they could be using this, like the actual format from the store? Could it be an inside job?
So the paper that it comes on is specific paper that you order, so it's not just everyday stuff from Officeworks. You've got to specifically order that type of paper because they come in different formatted size sheets and they've got the sticky on the back and stuff like that.
Yep.
Ever since they changed from being like the paper clips on top to the now being sticky, you've got to get the specific paper. So I'm looking at the ones right now and... Yeah, they look pretty similar. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's done their own knock-up, though.
So you don't reckon it's an inside job?
I reckon potentially someone's done it because this is going far and wide. I know you're talking about Tasmania, Stephen, but there's also people in Sydney that are doing it. Bondi Junction, Woolies got hit as well. So it's not just one person. I reckon this is sort of starting a movement.
Yeah, so it's probably like a Photoshop situation where they're getting the ones, the real ones maybe, and then they copy that and then change it.
Yeah, and the problem is, Jens,
conspiracy runs deep.
That's it. Well, I think that the supermarkets, as you say, they do need to be careful. Both Coles and Woolies have just released brand new campaigns that kind of disregard this cost of living. Coles has gone back to their down hand, and everybody's like, what are you talking about? Things aren't going down.
Everything's up.
And then Woolies have just done, as we were discussing on the show, as we have discussed on the show previously, the members only pricing.
Yeah, so I don't know. You're saying be alert, Woolies and Coles.
Yes.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
It's very difficult times for everybody, but yeah, the supermarket's just got to tread carefully on this one.
Still could be an inside job, I reckon.
Yeah, alert. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, we're creeping ever closer, of course, to the finals campaign starting for our mighty Knights.
Oh,
and they've got their first home final since 2006, right? Been a long, long time coming. So to celebrate that, we're giving you the chance to, I guess, get rewarded financially.
Money, money, money.
For throwing your support behind the Knights. Of course, we're trying to paint Newcastle the mighty blue and red. And for doing so, you paint your business up, decorate it, you can get yourself a $2,500 advertising package.
How good's that?
Or, for the regular punter, you do your house up, $500 cash moolah. That's the stuff the tax man does not need to know about.
That's right, and a lot of people would be doing it anyway. this is a great opportunity to get paid for it. Like, how good?
Exactly. All the T's and C's for this competition, you can find it at newfm.com.au. It's on the little win tab there.
Mm-hmm.
So you hit that win tab when you go to the website, all the details there. Also there, all the posters and the logos and stuff that you need to download to be eligible to win these prizes. Because you need to sneak the little New FM logo in there somewhere.
That's right. That's right. So make sure you get on there and have a look. And terrifying scenes, Stephen, in Turkey, or is it Turkey, they call it now, after this fighter jet took off from the local Air Force base, like the sort of Williamtown of Turkey.
Yeah.
Right? Takes off, and its spare fuel tank, it was the spare, luckily, fell off the fighter jet. Like, I don't know if they didn't put the screw on properly or something.
Yeah, right.
And it fell on two cars and crushed them.
Wow. Everyone okay? Like,
yes.
In the road or?
No, luckily they were in a parking lot.
Right.
So they were just there. Like, I mean, what are the chances?
Ducked into the shops for, you know, like a couple of paintbrushes or something.
Yeah, exactly. A tin of paint.
Come back to a car crushed.
What's happened to my car? What's that? Oh, it's a fuel tank's fallen on it.
Oh, you'd be blowing up, wouldn't you?
Well, famously, the car might have been. Luckily, they didn't. There was nobody got injured, fortunately. Some debris from it also got a third car as well. But these, I mean, out of nowhere, right?
Well, I mean, you are either so lucky or so unlucky, depending on how you view it. Like, you're not really lucky, are you? But it could have been a lot worse.
Well, I'm going to say lucky because, I mean, lucky you're still okay. Nobody's hurt. Even the fighter pilot, no dramas. It was just the spare. But what we wanted to do here, 4967 4105, what fell on your roof? Could be car, vehicle, etc. Could be house roof as well because they've got roofs too.
Yeah, I've had nothing that sinister. I mean, I remember driving in a storm once and a big tree branch fell on my car roof.
What? That's while I was pretty driving. Bad.
Yeah, nothing that sinister. I didn't, like, pierce through the roof or anything. Just a large dent and a big fright for myself. Probably took 10 years off my life in a heart attack.
Yeah, well, you've aged 10 years since I've met you.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's the ongoing effects of this storm.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, nothing so sinister as, like, a big fuel tank. But I reckon in storms, in particular, lots of things end up flying through the air that perhaps normally wouldn't fly through the air.
That's true.
They end up in places where they shouldn't.
4967 4105, what fell on your roof? We'd love to get your stories on the air because, I mean, yeah, just a fascinating area to move into. And, of course, we've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs just for sharing your story. So if you've got one, maybe it was you, maybe someone you know, family, friends, etc., you could be getting yourself $100 worth of free petrol. With the price of petrol at the moment, that's heaps.
And fingers crossed your car's in a better state than those people. Because free fuel probably doesn't help them very much, does it?
No. 4967 4105. What fell on your roof?
Plus, of course, you can get in touch on Instagram as well, at the Novos _, which Jen has done, telling us this story. Basically, she was getting a below ground pool installed in her backyard. So the crane's lifting it up over the roof to put it in the backyard, just drops it over the house.
So unlucky.
Your house is now a pancake. Unbelievable.
All right. We go to Tanambit now. Oh, Mason, someone's dropped out. Producer Scott, are you there at all? If you are, we'll get your story, the story from Mason in just a second.
Yes, gents.
What happened there?
Mason, he was working in the army, and something dropped when he was when he was flying over, I do believe.
Yeah, right.
Oh, similar to the fuel tank. Mm.
Similar situation. I mean, the big storms can cause big problems as well. Like on the farm where I grew up, there's a massive storm, and we'd been eyeing up this gum tree for a long time. Like, that's a big tree, like quite close to the house. Blah, blah, blah. One day, anyway, big storm came, and it was like it wasn't the wind that got it in the end. It was that the ground got so wet that it just like let go, basically. The roots just let go. And this thing came down, massive branch came across the part of the roof. And the spray of dirt that came up, it was like a meteor had hit or something. It covered the entire house in mud.
Oh, that's a big cleanup, isn't
it? Big cleanup. Part of the roof had to be fixed. Big dramas.
At least your car's not squashed, I suppose.
Well, that's true. You got to make hay while the sun shines. UFM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, for the last couple of days, I've been playing host because I've had a couple of mates over from Perth.
Of course.
It's been lovely to have them here and see some old school friends. You know, we've had a great time. But while playing host, you tend to go do a lot of things that you already know are great.
That's right.
Because you're trying to be safe and, you know, you're like, oh, no, this is really good. They'll enjoy it.
And you're trying to show off Newcastle.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But last night, for their final night to see them off, I did something that I'd never done before. And we went to Lee's Yum Cha in Charlestown.
It's good, right?
Yeah, very, very good. Never been there before. I thought, you know what? I've heard good reviews about it. Just down the road as well. Let's try this for a cheeky Chinese feed. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
It's at that little the corner sort of bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So it's like a bit of a vibe there as well if you haven't been in the corner. Kind of feel like you don't feel like you're in the shopping centre. You know, you are. You do feel
you
like
are,
you're in this
but
little,
you're not.
Like, eating district.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So cool. Yeah, I tend to agree. Excellent feed every time there. So glad you enjoyed it.
And you know what? Like their pan fried dumplings, unreal. I don't know. Like I feel like I've thought before there was a ceiling on dumplings. They could only get so good.
Ceiling's been
smashed
lifted
through the ceiling. Yeah,
wow.
Very, very good. Highly recommend.
Okay, that place is Stephen approved. New FM.
And Crevo, big news throughout the week because the Royal Australian Mint has released a new series of coins, I suppose, and they've got a series of pictures on them, all from big things in Australia. Basically, we love this in Australia, don't
yeah.
we? Love putting a massive statue of random items or whatever in a town, and that becomes almost like a meeting point, the epicenter. So
that's right. Usually fiberglass, and usually there's like a little petrol station or something next to it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, like I said, the Royal Australian Mint has released a series of coins. There's
sure.
eight things that have made the cut, which, I mean, lots of things have missed out, but those that have made the cut include that big swooping magpie in Canberra swooping down on the chip. Of course, the big pineapple makes the list, the big banana, and Musselbrook's very own big blue heeler has made the cut as well. But I think, like I said, with only eight coins being minted, so many things have missed out.
Sure.
So, across the team, I thought it'd be a fun idea for us to, I guess, pitch an idea of what we think should make the ninth coin.
Yeah,
let's
this
say
is
they're
great.
Going, there's one more coin. We need to figure out what's going on it. Let's pitch our ideas as a team, I think.
I love that because I think, you know, it was good that that dog in Musselbrook got on the coin, but there should have been, like, from a bigger town like Newcastle, something that got on there, right? A better place.
Well, I've got a suggestion from Newcastle, so I'll kick us off.
All right.
When I first moved here, I was told rumours of this, I guess, giant feast at Il Volcano on Hunter Street. Used to be there, right? No
yeah.
longer open.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I can't go there and try it myself. But I heard rumours down the grapevine,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
of a giant schnitzel that used to be served
that
there.
That was so big.
Basically the biggest schnitzel anyone's ever seen. I was so excited. I was like, I'm going to go try this out. Fortunately not open, but I thought we'd immortalise the giant schnitzel at Il Volcano and
I
make
love
it the
that.
Ninth coin, the big Newcastle schnitzel.
That's a fantastic idea. Producer Scott, have we got you there at all?
Yeah, gents.
What are your thoughts?
Gents, I reckon you've got to get the back of the dollar coin and divide it into thirds. So you've got three different sections.
Okay.
And in one part, you've got to have the exchange, then you've got to have the Dell in another and the Kent in another. Call it the big night out.
The big night out.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Little fourth slice there. Cappadocia. That's the last stop of the night.
On the list. Little tiny one. Little kebab on there. Well, I think they've missed out on some actual big stuff around town. If you would have seen maybe on your drive out yesterday, Mickey the White Whale on the way out to the bay.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
It's like that whale on the back of a trailer, basically. Some say it's not big enough, but I say, how big does it have to be?
It's not bigger than an actual whale. It's a small whale, if anything.
Wow. Yeah, it is actually smaller than the real one. So, okay, we'll give it that. But for scale as well, let's not forget about the big peach at Anna Bay. This is some family just put it up on top of their, like, peach shop that they opened during peach season. But that thing, well, look, it does look a little run down these days. But what better way to revive it than get it on the coin? They'd run up there and give it a paint for sure.
Absolutely. And they could put on the coin the picture of it in its heyday. So when you drive past, you know, and you look now, you go, look at the history.
That's right.
This is what it's like now. It's been sitting there. It's tested, you know, through all the tests of time. It's still standing there.
You did mention Cappadocia, and I thought, you know what? They should just do... They need to build a giant kebab up the top of their building so they can get on the next coin.
Well, that's it. I reckon across Hunter, let's just build more giant things.
Yeah.
New Tarling Nelms, as always, if you're listening, let's get this money going.
Exactly.
Let's build some big things for some big companies. And then when people drive past Newcastle,
they go, look at all that big stuff.
All that big stuff. Of course they're going to stop.
Exactly. New FM.
And Crevo, of course, footy in a real purple patch in Newcastle at the moment. Both our teams flying. And at home this weekend, we're spoilt for footy, really. Because not only are the men playing their first home final in like over 15 years, but the women have a top of the table clash, Saturday Arvo, McDonald Jones Stadium against the Roosters. And ahead of this top of the table clash, we've got one of their stars, Liv Higgins, on the show as always. How are you, Liv?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Very, very well,
fantastic.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Now, of course, your last trip was to Canberra, and, you know, we're proud of how you've done down there. But the key question is, I said you should go off and try that Broad Burger hamburger place. Did you try it?
No, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
Liv, we sent you one bit of homework. That's it. You didn't even have to worry about the game. Just get down and try a burger.
I've let you down. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We can forgive you over time. It will take time, but we'll get there.
No, of course. You've done very well on the weekend, and of course it has set up this top-of-the-table clash. Both you and the Roosters, it's first versus second. Both won 5 on the trot. I mean, it's going to be an exciting day at McDonald Jones Stadium. How do you prepare for a big clash like this?
It is exciting. They're a quality side. They've got strike across the park. So, again, I think we still have a fair bit to work on from last week. We want to start, obviously, a lot better than we did against Canberra. So, for us, we're just going to... We've got a few extra days training this week, which will be handy, I think. And, yeah, it's pretty well the same process, though, with what we do normally. So, regardless of, you know, whether it's the races or not.
Now, you say it's the same process, but Liv, you're up against your former club. Is there anything different there? I mean, you used to play for the Roosters. You might know some of the girls there. Does it feel different in that aspect?
A little bit. I think I probably felt it a little bit more last year when I first played for the Knights and we went up against the Roosters.
Yeah.
Now I don't think about it too much. I am still friends, though, with a lot of the girls, but I just don't really talk to them until after the game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was going to say, not friends on Saturday, right?
Yeah, God, no. No way.
Yeah, that's it. Now, have you got anything, like any strategies? You're like, oh, this is what I reckon they'll be doing? You know, anything like that you've been sharing with your teammates?
No, not really at all. It's funny because, like, Jazzy Strange that plays in our team, her dad coaches the Roosters. So she said that, like, her dad hasn't spoke to her since Father's Day.
Wow! So happy Father's Day, then that's it. All communication cut off.
No communication now until Sunday.
And she's, like, trying to unlock his phone and stuff. Dad, what's your password again? That sort of gear? No, give me that back. You have none of that.
Yeah, so it's funny. Like, there's everything changes every year, so I don't have anything I can give my team. But I think I don't know.
Well, what an odd scenario.
I know, it's a small world, isn't it?
Wow, what an exciting prospect it is this week. I want to look at last week's game, though, and I want to talk about, I'm sure you have no problem raving about Jesse Southwell. I mean, teenager, had a shot clock blunder, could have been really costly, but then went and scored the go-ahead try. I mean, a lot of people, especially young, would, you know, get your head down and feel pretty sorry for yourself. Not Jesse. Does she not feel the pressure? I mean, she's only 18.
Yeah, I think she does feel it a little bit, but she just is so composed in those moments. Like, when you think through the season, she makes a mistake or she thinks she's not having the best game, she somehow finds a way to come out on top, and she never seems to have a problem with those big moments for us. I honestly forget she's 18. Like, she's very mature. But to that issue with the shot clock thing, there was actually no ball in the ball bucket, and she had to run and retrieve the ball to kick it because there was no ball boy that gave her the ball.
Ridiculous, but, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm defensive of her with that one, but yeah, she's a great player. I can't wait to see what she'll be like in, you know, 5 to 10 years as well.
Oh, massive future ahead. Something fun I saw on the socials during the week as well, Liv_Higgins, a bit of cheeky shout-out for you there. I saw you wearing this, like, retro-ish-looking, like, mustard long-sleeve kit at training. You were next to Yasmin Clydesdale. She's wearing, like, this pea green kit as well. Was it, like, old team not day at the club or something like that? What was going on?
So I think last Friday it was Organ Donor Awareness Day, and like you could wear a jersey of any kind that you have, like it just couldn't be a rival club. So, I wore a Waratah Cheetahs jersey, and good luck to them this weekend. I think they're playing in their grand final.
There you go, shout out.
Yeah, it was my dad's jersey worn in his 1990 grand final.
Oh, that's a bit of fun, isn't it?
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it was cool. So a lot of girls wore, like, their local club jerseys growing up, and, yeah, it was a good day.
Oh, well, I'm glad, and, of course, hopefully you have a good day on Saturday as well. Best of luck. Like we said, it's a top-of-the-table clash, Saturday Arvo, McDonald Jones Stadium. Make sure you get there, support the girls, and best of luck, Liv.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
New FM.
Now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kit, Arthur.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Arthur Adams. I am 7 years old in Montu Green at Mount Hutton Public School. And I am today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny with the tops of 23 degrees. Right now in Bar Beach, it's 11 degrees. Now back to the Novos 1 on 105.3 New FM.
Yes, absolutely. Smashed
so good.
It. Well done, Arthur. Congratulations, mate. Early alarm this morning, but worth it. Hey, you feeling happy? Yeah, he's nodding all around.
Nodding away and off to breakfast, I hear, after this as well.
Yeah, somewhere around the Warners Bay area. Here's a bit of advice for you, Arthur. Mum's got her wallet out. Most expensive thing on the menu, I reckon. Whatever's the most expensive, you go, I want one of them, because you've smashed it today.
Double bacon, please.
All that good gear. Now, of course, before we let you go, we do need to get a score from our regular newsreader, Jess. Regular, you know, not as special as you, Arthur. Now, Jess, what are you scoring today's read?
Hey, Arthur, you killed it today. I'm going to give you an 8.5 out of 10.
Oh, 8.5 out of 10.
That's a distinction mark.
Mine. Well done, mate. Congratulations, Arthur. And, of course, you've scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Got unlimited play time to stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book kidsworldplay.com.au or just like Arthur, you can win it through being New FM's Weather Whiz Kid. Just make sure you register newfm.com.au, and once you've done that, you could be in here vying for Jess's job.
That's
right.
She's
in all kinds of trouble this morning. Well done, mate.
She's on trial every week, pretty much, you know. But you've done a really good job, man. You should be proud of yourself. And like Stephen said, register if you want to be like Arthur. Up next, a bit of a chat around call dodgers. People are not picking up their phone when it's ringing. We'll do that on the air next. Here at 105.3 New FM.
Cremo, we go to the States for this next story where a gentleman is, I guess, hiking through the beautiful picturesque mountains of Colorado.
Right? Sure.
So, a nice, lovely scenic hike for him. Lots of lakes there. I mean, there's like snow at the peak of these mountains.
Oof, how good.
Beautiful, right? Yeah. Really could be like a postcard. And he is enjoying his afternoon out. But unfortunately, takes a turn for the worst when he takes a turn for the worst. Basically, he takes a wrong turn, gets lost out in the mountains, has no idea where he is anymore. He's walked so confidently in the wrong direction, and he's ended up, I don't know how to get back, I don't know where my last turn was.
Nightmare, right?
Yeah, in all kinds of drama. Now, he's lost for hours and hours, and I'm talking he has to, like, bunker down overnight.
Okay.
So he's spent the night in these cold mountains because he's just got no idea where he's, you know, where he's meant to be.
Sometimes the bush all just looks the same. That's what gets you.
Exactly. But luckily, he's been smart about it. And he's told his family and his friends where he's going. They're expecting him back. He hasn't returned back, so they know to send the search team out for him. So, you know, they've got the choppers going, and they've got, like, people out on foot, and the sniffer dogs out. They're trying to find him.
Yeah.
And while they're doing that, they're also trying to just see if they can contact him. Because, you know, signal's not great out in these mountains, but if he, you know, finds a sweet spot...
He might get some.
He might be able to receive a call.
Right.
So, lucky for him, he's bunkered down in a bit of a signal sweet spot. He has got reception there, and so he's getting all these calls and all these calls, but refuses to pick up the calls from the rescue team because of an unknown number. Not in his contact list. So he's like, I'm not answering that. He'd rather stay the night in the mountains.
Some scammer, probably. I'm not answering that.
Well, you laugh, Grevo, but this would 100% happen to me.
What do you mean?
I'm staying the night in the mountains. I'm not picking up an unknown number. Never.
But you also famously don't save any numbers. Everyone knows that about Stephen.
Yeah, so therefore I never have to pick up any calls. If I don't pick up calls of numbers I haven't got saved, I don't save any numbers.
Don't have to pick up any calls.
Don't have to pick up any calls.
Well, you were saying yesterday that even your real estate agent, you don't have their number.
Not saved, nah. We had to call them the other day. Siobhan was like, can you call my partner Siobhan was like, can you call the real estate agent? I was like, I have to look back through my texts and figure it out through that. I didn't have it saved. I don't need it to save. I can work it out through my texts.
I think you are Newcastle's number one call dodger.
I could be. Well, are you a call dodger? Because I'm a millennial, famously scared of phone calls.
Gen Z,
yeah, famously scared of phone calls. Nothing makes me more anxious, in fact.
No, I pick up every call because you never know who's on the other line. Who's calling you? I want to know. And also, it could be cash.
Well, it's definitely not going to be cash.
Well, business, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're of that older generation, I guess. So
yeah, well, I'm 52 now.
Something like that. So I want to bring in someone a bit younger who's hopefully going to take my side. Of course, Jess, you are a millennial. Surely a call dodger, right?
Not a bloody chance.
Yeah. Not a bloody chance.
Every call, it could be someone with a story, like for this
important
job or the side hustle. Like, yeah, it could be anyone.
That's true. As like a journalist, and you know, a lead journalist in the newsroom here at New FM, you probably do need to always be on in case there is a lead.
Well, someone could call with a tip off, couldn't they?
Or it could be actually the other day, Alfred got out, and it was somebody calling to say they had him.
That's
so
your dog.
If I was a call dodger,
you wouldn't have found your dog.
Exactly.
It would have been gone forever, sold on the black market.
Exactly.
You guys raise good points, but also makes me feel a little bit scared. So, what are we going to do?
Also, save bloody numbers.
No. 4967-4105. I know that number. 4967-4105. Call now. If you are a call dodger, back me up, or you live with a call dodger.
You want to dob them in.
And, of course, $100 fuel cards up for grabs. Like we said, we're trying to find, I guess, Newcastle's biggest call dodger. And you know what? You're not going to get any shame from me, because I agree with you. It is very, very scary.
Well, you think it's the right thing to do is never answer calls.
Let's go to Elalong first. Hey, Sam, are you a call dodger, or do you live with one?
I'm the biggest call dodger in my household, that's for sure.
It's so scary, isn't it?
100% it is. And every time I do seem to answer them, it's always some scammer. So I will stick to my call dodging.
Have you ever missed any important calls along the way or from your partner or anything like that?
No. Look, if it's important, you're going to leave a message. And I'll call you back.
I
if
tend
it's
to agree.
Really that important, you leave a message.
And the other thing is if it's really important, they'll call multiple times.
Exactly.
Scammers don't call multiple times. Now, if you get the same same call from the same number multiple times, you know how to pick that up.
Well, there we go. There's a tip. If you're wanting to get onto Sam, just call a few times, and then you can scam her. It's easy.
I quite like that. North Lambton is where we go next. Hey, Steve, are you the call dodger, or do you live with one?
Oh, well, what was the question again? I just woke up. What was that?
What is going on with Steve?
I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to fade that down because I don't know what he's there about.
This is why you got to dodge the calls.
Because you never know who's on the other end, someone who's half asleep.
You get a call like that and you just don't want to deal with that. Not on your Wednesday morning.
Definitely not. New FM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM, Star Spa.
Yeah, Crevo, we just heard there in the weather, tops of 28 today. Oh. It is going to be a scorching summer. If we're in 28 early September,
it's going to be very hot.
Oh, my God, it's going to be very hot come those summer months. So prepare. Why don't you just chuck a spa in your backyard?
Oh, good way of doing it. Absolutely. Because you can have that thing on hot or cold. It's up to you.
And, of course, we are giving one away thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. It's all part of New FM's Star Spa. $10,000 spa up for grabs. One lucky Nova Castrian walks away with it. If you want to get your hands on this spa,
you've got to get in the draw first, don't you?
4967-4105. Is the number you need to call. And need to identify the celebrity in the spa with you and I, Crevo. You do that correct, like you said, in the draw for this $10,000 spa.
All right, here is the celebrity. Oh, hello, he's just slipping into the spa now. Here we go.
If there is force of love and logic, as you think there is, behind the universe, it's some extraordinary, poetic genius that it would express itself, that vast force.
There you go. Celebrity in the spa with you and I, Crevo. If you think you recognise that voice, 4967-4105, correctly identify it, and you're in the draw for a $10,000 spa. Thanks, my friends, Just Spas Newcastle.
Such a fantastic prize. You want to get on it now.
Who we've got on the line is Kieran from Tyres Hill, vying to, I guess, try and get his name on the shortlist. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Very well, thanks.
Fantastic.
Now, what we'll do here is we'll play the audio one more time, then we'll press you for a guess, and fingers crossed you can get yourself on the shortlist. Sound good?
Yeah, no worries.
All right, have a listen. Here we go.
If there is force of love and logic, as you think there is, behind the universe, it's some extraordinary, poetic genius that it would express itself, that vast force.
Oh, okay, now.
The bubble's up real high on that one.
I know.
Very difficult, but if we could push you, Kieran, who do you think is the star in UFM's Star Spa?
Just having a punch, but is it Brian McFadden?
Is it Brian McFadden?
Not a bad guess.
Unfortunately,
not the right one, though.
Better luck next time.
Plenty more chances to play all day, though, and your next clue comes with Scott for your work day. So if you think you might know it, not 100% sure, his clue might just get you over the line. So make sure you've got New FM locked, loaded and loud. And, of course, you could get in the draw for this $10,000 spa thanks to Just Spas Newcastle.
New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, you feel that? Romance in the air. Apparently a new power couple in the celeb world. Scott, what have you got for us?
Very much a new power couple. Now, the rumours have been circulating about these two, and you don't know exactly what's the go. You don't know what to believe anymore.
What's true and what's just made up.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about here?
Well, we have solid gold proof. I'm talking Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet.
Wow, that is a power couple.
That is
isn't
a very big power couple. Kylie Jenner, of course, of the Kardashian fame. Timothy Chalamet is playing Wonka in the new Willy Wonka movie.
Yeah, right.
That's what you recognize him from. He's in June as well. Done a whole string of other things as well. Now, their relationship has gone to being a bit like, are they, aren't they? What are they doing? People have been reporting it. Nobody wanted to believe it. Then they're at a Beyonce concert, going at each other like there was no tomorrow. The old tonsil tickle, mouth to mouth. Yeah. Big scenes.
Maybe he thought, she's like run out of breath or something doing some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Oh, look, the fact that they were both standing up begs to differ. But
I never know. I do really like it when I think celebrities go, sod it, and just make it so public.
Yeah.
Because that really takes away the power from the tabloids and the paparazzi.
That's true. They can't be trying to do that gotcha photo anymore.
Yeah.
Because they've been got.
And they just act like, they are obviously young and in love.
Mm-hmm.
And they are expressing that as if, there's no one else around.
That's right.
There's only two of them in the room.
As if they weren't famous.
Yes.
Is what it comes down to.
And they're at a Beyonce concert. Look, I'd be macking on to Beyonce concert as well.
That's great time. Yeah, Crazy in Love comes on or something like that. You'd be like,
We are crazy in love.
That's us. That song's about us. So, yeah, those two looks like they're officially a power couple. You can catch the video if you do want to go check it out because it is very... they're not hiding it anymore. It's all over Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Plus the tabloids are talking about it now, which is good for them, I guess. It's all gone public.
News breaking yesterday, though, Jens, over the last couple of days, has been about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we spoke about this briefly, didn't
we?
Yeah,
we touched on this yesterday.
Are they on the rocks? What's the situation?
Yes, well, yesterday it was about, are they going to go down that road? They've both been papped, without their wedding rings. There's been a whole string of other things involved. But now, news breaking literally this morning, that Joe Jonas has filed for divorce.
Okay, so they are taking that.
He's put in the paperwork. Yep. He wants it over.
Yeah, it's looking like it's going down that road. So a bit of unfortunate news for them, but in some twist of good news, a story that I saw completely irrelevant to those two, but a story I saw on TikTok last night. Robert Irwin, obviously Steve Irwin's son.
Yeah.
What's one thing you reckon he's never tried in the world? Like one food or drink?
Eggs Benedict.
Okay, that's one.
Avo on toast.
Coffee.
He's never had coffee.
He's never had a cup of coffee. So what? There's a new video of Robert Irwin playing barista. There's nothing this bloke can't do, I swear.
Yeah.
He's making the coffee and doing the grounds and all that kind of stuff. And he goes, that's my first ever coffee. Not his first time he's ever made a coffee. First time he's ever had a coffee. Very famous quote from Steve Irwin where he came out years and years ago. It was on Rove Live or something like that. They asked him, how many coffees do you have a day? And he goes, oh, none. You go, what do you mean you have none? How does Steve Irwin have no coffee a day and have that much energy?
Well, I was going to say, Robert acts the exact same. When you see them, you think they must have at least 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
So much energy, so
simple.
Much life.
Yeah, I think they just have that big, big Irwin energy.
They most certainly do. Mm. The big question, though, on everyone's lips,
have you
lips,
seen
Scott,
the Python and all that?
What was the verdict on the coffee?
Look, it looked like a good coffee. I'm going to say that. I'm
did
a bit of a coffee
enjoy
snob.
It?
No, he did not.
Yeah, okay.
He was, but it's definitely an acquired taste. I mean, I started out drinking half strength mockers, so he went full bore.
Half strength mockers.
I don't drink coffee at all, so I
really?
Can't mock you. Yeah.
Oh well, I was
haven't
on.
Tried it though, but yeah, don't drink it.
I was on the half strength mockers, and then now I've transitioned to the caramel lattes. So you got to start
what
slow.
You're leading. What's the gossip with that?
That's fine. Slowly building up. There you go.
New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Stephen, earlier in the show, we were talking about the big things that we want on the coins in Newcastle after there was the big pineapple got up, the blue healer from Musselbrook, all that sort of stuff. And we talked about the big peach that's out at Anna Bay. Someone got in touch and they said, fun fact, the big peach actually got remade after it got eaten by birds over a few years and got replaced. It used to live nearby.
What do you mean it got eaten by birds? What was it made of? It wasn't a real peach. Peach.
Well, they probably looked at it and thought, oh, that's a big peach. I'll have some of that.
Oh, so lots of birds took one bite and went, oh, yuck, disappointed. But over time, it's caused damage.
It must have been. Or maybe like styrofoam or something like that. I thought it would be like fiberglass.
Yeah, so would have I.
Anyway.
So fascinating.
Luckily, got rebuilt.
Oh, there you go. Well, I mean, any excuse to get it up and in its former glory.
That's right.
All you need,
isn't
it?
That's what we're all about here. Up next, though, Stephen, a little bit of controversy around supermarkets and their new member pricing. We'll chat more about that in just a minute here at New FM. And a little bit of controversy from Woolworths this week after we found out that from all over Newcastle and Hunter, be it out Curry, Nelson Bay, Maitland, Windale, whatever, the Woolworths, right, they're starting to introduce members-only pricing. So okay. You've got, if you want like a great deal, say like a cook chook, you want, say your cook chook and, I don't know, coleslaw rolls for dinner or whatever, cook chook, members might get it, $7. Non-members, like $12. Huge difference, right?
Yeah.
But why are they making it so exclusive? That's what I want to know. This upsets me. It annoys me.
Get a membership.
No, well, what if I don't want to?
The thing is...
What if I'm not eligible?
You will be eligible. You say this is an exclusive club as if it's not just free and anyone can join. It's not even like you go to Costco and you got to pay for a membership. You can just get
That'll be down the track, don't you worry.
Well, I don't know, but at the time, for the time being, sign up for a membership. Get it for free if it really is annoying you that much, and then you can get those prices for cheaper.
Then they're tracking you at all times.
They're not tracking you. They can still track. How do you pay, Kramer? Do you pay with cash or with card?
Cash.
Okay, that's interesting then. What are you trying to hide?
Nothing,
that's the next question.
Nothing. I just don't want to sell my data off to these big companies.
You're not selling your data. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you are. That's why you're getting such these member exclusive...
The tickets you have on yourself to think you're important enough to track is unbelievable.
I just think that having members-only price... What if you forget your card? What do you do then?
Well, they can look it up with a mobile number or something.
No, they can't. That's not Bunnings. Not everywhere's Bunnings. Just because you work there a few years doesn't mean everywhere's Bunnings.
No, I know that. But I'm sure that there'll be, you know, ways to go about this. The other thing as well is your digital wallet. You can keep all your cards on there anyway.
What if you forgot that?
You've forgotten your phone and your card.
Yeah.
How are you going to pay at the shops then?
Well, you just brought your credit card. Simple.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think that why are they making it so difficult? Just make that the price for everyone. If they can sell it that cheap, why isn't it that cheap for everyone? And what about visitors? Say you've got Newcastle, right? International tourist destination. People are visiting from overseas. They come in. They want to go to the Woolies, right? And then they go, oh... Now I can't get this exclusive member pricing.
Holiday money's not real money. You can spend more money. And it's better for our income to get that money in, you know, for the economy. But
only going into Woolworths pockets.
Oh, and if you have shares in it, and you have super, that helps you out.
Well, they're not showing the tourists the best of our city.
The argument I have for you is, how's this any different than going to your local bolo and you get cheaper drinks for being a member there?
Well, it's totally different. This is essential food and beverages. Whereas at the bolo, that's a luxury.
Yeah, but it's the same.
All right, on good money.
No, but you go like, I don't know, this isn't new. Lots of retailers do this. It's not like the Woolworths is the first one to do it. I mean, Dan Murphy's does it. There's like BCF Club where you get cheaper stuff.
I don't like it. I think it's all wrong. I think it's just, if you got a price, the best price, and as a shop, like a small business owner, if I offer the best price I can. That's what you want to do. Why make it so exclusive for certain customers?
I don't think that's what they're doing.
I don't like this at all. I think it's wrong. Anyway, I'm putting it out there. Crevo says it's wrong.
All right. Well, 4967-4105, Woolies member exclusive prices. Do we think they're right or wrong? And, of course, we do know cost of living through the roof at the moment.
Sure.
So $100 fuel cards up for grabs for best calls on the air. That number again, 4967-4105. Do we think the member-only prices are a go? Or do they have to go, essentially?
That's right. I think they've got to go. And, like, you know, so easy. Just get on the air. You could win yourself $100 free petrol.
I just think it encourages loyalty as well. Brings people back in the store. I don't know. I'm for it. But we'll get Newcastle's thoughts on the air next. I'll head to Hamilton first. Good morning, Lauren. What are your thoughts on these Woolworths members' prices?
Hey, I think it's wrong. However, I do have one.
Well, it doesn't bother you then if you're a member.
Pardon?
It doesn't bother you if you're a member then, right?
It does, because they're taking all the marketing and they're using all that data to then, advertise to me and crap, and I hate that.
Yes.
And I hate that I've been manipulated into it, but I love a bargain and I hate that.
Yeah, so someone else who gets it.
Lauren's a yellow sticker bandit as well, you can just tell.
Yeah,
what are we doing with three packets of, I don't know.
Marshmallows. Yeah. You never eat that many.
They're on special. All right, let's go next. In town to Newcastle. Morning, Michelle. What are your thoughts on this one?
I think it's wrong. I feel really sorry for the aged community. They're actually getting forced to have these rewards. Half of them don't know how to use a mobile phone, so they're losing and they're struggling as it is. So the supermarkets really don't look after the aged community.
There we go. Another good point.
You get a physical card, though. They know how to use a physical card.
Yeah, but all that sign up, you got to come online, type in your membership number, get the code on the SMS. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I get it. This is good. 100% support on my side at this point. To Lakeland, Diane, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm an everyday rewards user.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you can get extra bonuses. You can get extra points.
Yeah, what about these exclusive prices?
Which cutting is a member out anyway,
exclusive
so it's fine.
Prices. You can get, like, if you buy sausages every week,
Yeah.
You buy two for a cheaper price, and then the next week you don't have to buy them.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
They're helping people out with these, really. You sign up, and you, I guess what they're trying to do is encourage loyalty, and for that loyalty, for coming back each week, you get to save on your weekly shop.
Two out of three callers at this point on my side, though. I'll remind you. To Swansea to wrap things up. Kiani, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm saying no to it.
Yes.
In regards to already you got the rewards.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, it sounds like a very grey area anyway. To have a membership, what is that membership? To where, okay, you get these, one-off specials and things like that, but how many times are you going to use those specials?
That's right.
Well, as
yeah.
regularly as you more, want, as much as you want to. What grey area are we talking about here? Yeah. You sign up for a membership, you get cheaper bro juice. Well, that's not grey.
I don't know. I get what Kiani's saying. I mean, I didn't understand a lot of it, but I do think she's on my side, so I like that. So 75% of callers in Newcastle saying no to the exclusive prizes.
Well, there you go. Well, looks like you've won this debate this morning.
Definitely. Fantastic.
Not the only winner across the hunt. Though, of course, $100 fuel cards up for grabs today. I reckon we swing one to Lauren in Hamilton. She loves a bargain.
Yeah, she loves a bargain. She doesn't like the system, but she loves a bargain.
$100 fuel card coming her way, of course. And the winning continues right throughout the day as well. The next clue and your chance to get in the draw for our $10,000 spa, thanks to Just Bars Newcastle, comes with Scott for your work day. And, of course, you want to get your hands on that because it's going to be a hot summer.
A $10,000 spa, it's a yes from everyone. New FM.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.